We are back on Castle Country Focus, and joining us in the studio today, we have Pam Adams with the Ascension St. Matthew's Church, and we're going to talk about a free event that is up and coming on Tuesday, August 7th. First off, Pam, it's always a pleasure to get you in the studio. Thank you again for stopping by today.
Well, you're more than welcome. We appreciate the help. There's a wonderful group that's coming in that's called Heavenly Harp, which I think is a lovely name. Harps are magical instruments. These people come live to us in concert from Phoenix, Arizona. And we want to invite the general public to come. The admission is free. The address of Ascension St. Matthew's Church is 522 North Homestead Boulevard in Price. And that's up in the Castle Heights area near Castle Heights School and the new cemetery. Well, it's not so new, but it's
newer.
Newer.
Right, yeah.
Right. And this is a family group that's coming in. The Gundersons have been playing music all their lives, and they're just, it just seems like an interesting concert. The concept of playing harps for hospice is a new one that started 10 or 12 years ago. And the lead in this concert, Karen Gunderson, has a music degree from Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota. And her son, Ryan, has been composing music from the time that he could reach the piano. And he's going to go to University of Southern California this fall in the program that deals with composing music for film. That's one of his interests. It sounds like a really interesting concert to us. It's called Encounters with Heaven, Stories of God's Surprising Presence. And, of course, it's a Christian music concert, so we would like to invite everybody to come. They play harp, piano, vocals, flute, and incredible true stories from the author of this book, who is Karen. And all are welcome, so please invite family and friends to this free concert. They will take up a free will offering, and also there'll be a meet and greet after the concert. CDs, DVDs, and Karen's book will be available for signing after the concert. So we would encourage everybody who would like to attend, please. We have ample parking in the parking lot, and it's quite simple for us to for you to find. So we encourage everyone to attend, please.
You know, as far as the Heavenly Harp goes, and you mentioned playing the harp for hospice care, this is something that I've actually had a couple of conversations with people about over the last, I don't know, year or so, and it is somewhat of a new concept, but at the same time, they say that there's benefits to it, and the reaction to it has been phenomenal, that the hospice care patients love it.
Yes, this is one of the reasons that we decided that this particular group would be a wonderful one to bring into the community, because so many people hear the word hospice and it scares them, and harps are magical instruments that soothe and calm, and Karen found this out, I guess, a long time ago when she started to do this work, and her reaction to it at they've done hundreds of concerts over the last years. They always tour in the summertime, and Karen's husband is a music director as well, so it's a well-documented fact that the harp is a soothing instrument. I'm always in awe of anyone who can play the harp, because it looks incredibly difficult to me with all those strings. But she loves to play, and her son loves to play. And then they have a foster daughter who is also with them in the trio, a young lady who graduated from high school, and she's had a great deal to do with music, and she's played over 100 concerts with them. So it is an unusual kind of group to bring in, and we encourage everybody to please come and support them. Again, a free will offering will be taken, but there's no charge admission for the concert itself.
And again, this concert is going to take place on August 7th. That's Tuesday, 7 p.m. at Ascension St. Matthew's Church. Now, Pam, as far as Ascension St. Matthew's Church goes, I mean, we've talked about the pancake fundraiser. We talk about that, the pancake supper. Every year,
in the fall fair,
you come in every year to talk about this.
That's right.
So this is kind of an added event to what you guys offer the community, which is kind of neat. It seems like you guys are expanding little by little.
We hope to do several concerts. Last fall, we had a wonderful concert that wasn't particularly well attended, unfortunately, with a wonderful man who had done music for the films and played folk music, and we just had a wonderful time with him. And so when we had the opportunity to bring this group in, we decided that we would do it. We basically host, you know, whoever comes in and feed them and try and treat them like you'd treat any other guest. But I do encourage the public to come and support us in this, because it really will be unique. And hospice isn't a scary thing when you know about it. The hospice group here in town was wonderful when I needed it, when my husband was dying. And they came in, and I simply don't know what I would have done without them. They're just marvelous people. And to play the harp for someone who is at the end of their life term is, I think, just a very soothing and wonderful thing. But they do play more besides the harp, the piano and vocals and flute, and so it'll be a well-rounded program, and it won't be dismal, and it won't be an unhappy event. It will be something that will celebrate life.
The two most soothing instruments in music, you have the harp and Elvis Presley's voice.
Well, I knew Mr. Presley once many years ago in my youth. I was going to the University of Southern California, and he was in a concert up at the stadium. And you probably don't need to hear this story. And he sent his manager over to ask me if I'd like to go to lunch. Well, I was in the middle of rehearsals and everything else, and I said, thank you very much. I didn't know who he was.
Wow. That's a sin, Pam. That is a sin. No.
Well, again, it's one of those things in life that's kind of a funny story,
right?
Now.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, Pam, as far as the attendance for this particular concert goes, what are you guys looking at? What's a good number that you guys would like to bring in?
Well, we'd like to bring in as many people as possible. We don't put numbers on anything we do. We just like to encourage people to come, because I think we have in our offerings of the Pancake Supper, the Fall Fair, and concerts like this, we have really a well-rounded musicians and myself, I'm an ex-theater person and well-retired, thank you, and we just have a background in a lot of the arts and a lot of music, and we try to reach out to the community and do things. We support all kinds of people in the community and events. You know, we try to give back to the community as much as we possibly can. And incidentally, on that note, when the free will offering is taken, Karen has listed in her things that she sent to us that they send a certain amount of what they bring in to the World Relief Hunger Fund, and to help people who are in desperate need, you know, after tragedies and that kind of thing, tidal waves and earthquakes and fires and all those things, so that they can help people with water and food.
Again, Ascension St. Matthew's Church, Tuesday, August 7th, 7 p.m. free concert featuring Heavenly Harp, live concert from a group from Phoenix, Arizona. Some great stuff, Pam. I really appreciate you taking out the time to join us today and talk a little bit about what you guys have up and coming. It's right around the corner. We're about a week away from it, so hopefully you guys get a great turnout.
Thank you very much for your help. We appreciate it. And we hope to see as many of you as can come to come, please.
Absolutely. Hey,
no
problem at all, Pam. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.